This vessel is the Charles W. Morgan. Built in 1841, the Morgan is the only surviving wooden whaling ship. It's also the oldest floating American merchant vessel. As you stand here, you will hear the creaking from the gangway as the ship rocks in the Mystic River, and the sound of water as it laps against the hull. The Morgan was built for whaling and had a remarkably long career in that industry, spanning 80 years and 37 different whaling voyages. Whaling was a major industry in 19th century New England. In fact, when the Morgan was first launched, the ship was one of about 700 other vessels that made up the American whaling fleet. For most of the Morgan's career, the vessel sailed out of New Bedford, Massachusetts, the whaling capital of the world. Voyages lasted an average of 3 to 5 years, and most ships sailed around the tip of South America, known as Cape Horn, and headed out into the Pacific, Arctic, and Indian Oceans in pursuit of whales. They were primarily hunting right whales, bowhead, and sperm whales. After a whale was caught, the insulating layer of fat, known as blubber, was cut away and rendered down into oil. The oil was then used as lighting fuel for lamps, candles, and oil to lubricate the machinery in industrial factories. It was not until petroleum was discovered in Pennsylvania in 1853 that the price of whale oil started to decline. Whalemen also removed the whale's baleen. Baleen is part of the filter feeding system inside a whale's mouth, and baleen itself is made of keratin. It is long and flexible, and was used as an early form of plastic. It was cut down into strips and used in corsets, hoop skirts, buggy whips, and hat boxes, among other things. The Morgan sailed with a crew of 30 to 35 men on a voyage. The sailors came from diverse backgrounds, and included indigenous peoples, African Americans, Pacific Islanders, Portuguese sailors, and Cape Verdeans, just to name a few. Whaling was a dangerous and difficult industry. Captains and officers could do well, but the average sailor was not poised to make much money from a voyage. Sailors were paid in lays or shares of the profits, and a sailor's lay could be as little as 1/200th of the profits from a multi-year voyage. The Morgan was brought to Mystic Seaport in 1941. And has undergone several restorations in the museum's Henry B. DuPont Preservation Shipyard. The most recent restoration culminated in the Morgan's 38th voyage in the summer of 2014. That summer, the ship was sailed for the first time since 1921.